My name is Representative Paul Anderson, and my district is 12D, and it's in the heart of dairy and agriculture country. I represent about the western half of Stearns County, most of Polk County, and a couple of townships, four townships, and a couple of precincts in the city of Alexandria and in Douglas County.
So agriculture, very important to your constituents. And of course, when we talk about agriculture, it's important to mention safety. And I understand there's an issue about farm safety that you're trying to bring more attention to.
Yeah, there was the articles in the Minneapolis Tribune newspaper here a couple of months back, and then a follow-up a couple of weeks ago. And farm safety, and I'm a farmer also, and I have to say that, you know, sometimes it's an issue that we sometimes take for granted. We do things over and over, and they get to be routine. And it's always good for all of us to kind of refresh ourselves and take stock and review our procedures and the way we do things, and obviously try to be more safe and to protect ourselves and our families as well.
So with tractor rollovers, why is that in particular something that you think farmers like yourself need to be more conscious of?
Well, I wasn't aware of this until we had a meeting in St. Paul, I believe it was last week, that the tractor rollovers are the leading cause of death and accidents among farmers. And this is your older tractors that are still kind of the favorites of a lot of farmers, maybe especially more in livestock areas where they have a chore tractor where they maybe haul bales or cut hay or maybe use a tractor to pack silage, things like that. And these older tractors didn't come with the rollover protection, and it is a leading cause of death accident-wise among farmers. And in the program we heard about, what I liked, it was a voluntary program. A couple of states have initiated it, New York State and our neighboring state of Wisconsin. And it was interesting. And if we can do something to help farmers, incentivize farmers to install the protection on those older, smaller tractors that they use maybe every day around the farm, we could go a long ways to, at least slowing down or hopefully eliminate that one cause of accidents and death among farmers.
What is this program called, and what is your plan to see that it is implemented in Minnesota?
Well, I'm not sure what the plan is actually called. New York State was the first, and they got some money from their state legislature, I believe $100,000, and now it's up to about a $250,000 appropriation from their state. And they've set up the bureaucracy, if you will, that farmers can apply and get part of the cost of installing rollover protection on their tractors reimbursed by this state program. Now, Wisconsin has taken a bit of a different approach in that they are using all donated dollars, and they have a waiting list of people that they would like to take part in the program. But so far, at least in Wisconsin, it is a program run by some state people, but it is done with donated dollars and nothing yet appropriated by the state. And I was just thinking after the meeting that maybe here in Minnesota, we could utilize a combination of a limited amount of state dollars with some donated dollars by maybe some of our, we have some big ag companies in our state, and together we could maybe launch this program and establish something like what Wisconsin is doing here in Minnesota.
So are you preparing for the upcoming legislative session, and that's when these proposals will be announced?
Well, the stumbling block, at least in the upcoming session, is that it's not a budgeting year. The budget was set last year, and the upcoming session is going to be short. The bonding bill is going to be a top priority, along with the transportation and hopefully a tax bill. So I'm not sure if we can find any money lying around to appropriate to this new program. It may have to wait for another year when we actually do budgeting in the ag department. But I'm going to be talking to people, some of the foundations and such, and trying to lay the groundwork to get some of this donated money committed. And it's going to be either this coming year or 2 years when we actually do state appropriations to try to get this program launched.
All right. Anything else about this program, Paul, that we haven't talked about?
Well, this particular program, again, What I like is that if a farmer doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to, and it's a voluntary program. And the estimated cost, what I'm told, green tractors, for whatever reason, are a little bit cheaper to retrofit these rollover protection bars. And the average cost to a farmer between that $500 and $800 range, and with some of the help we can give them, I think it's a program that the farmers will look at in this looking at safety on these, again, these older tractors that they have.